Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Bechoros, and we're up to Parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Achas Bikra v'achas Shelo Bikra. If you have two donkeys, one of them has had previous offspring, the other one hasn't. V'yoldu Shnei Zecharim, and there are two males that are born. Good, so now you know the one that hasn't now has. So Nosin Tla Echel the Kohen, so that's a Bechor, so you give one Tla to a Kohen. Zachor and a Keva, but if between the two of them there's one male, one female, so it could be the one that had children before, that had offspring before, now had the male, and therefore it's not a Bechor, and the one that didn't have offspring before had the female, and therefore there is no bechor. So mafris le'echel d'atzmo. Since it could be that there is no bechor over here, the kohen can't claim anything. So you keep it for yourself. You still need to do it because there might be a bechor. Shnemar petach hamor tifta. So if it's a petach hamar is redeemed for something that's either from kvasim or from izim, because that can mean either one. Zachar and a keva, gadol v'katan, it could be male or female, it could be old or young, tamim balmum, it could be a tamim or have a mum, upodubo pamim harbe, and you could use that same lamb many times. So if the kohen sells that lamb right back to you, you can go and use it for the next petach hamar. Nichlas adirli his aser, if that lamb went back into the pen to be counted toward Meiser Behema, then that's fine. It's supposed to, meaning it does count toward Meiser Behema. The mace, nanimbo, and if it dies before you give it to the Kohen is allowed to get Tana'a from the Nevela of it because it belongs to him. Mishnah Hey, Ein Podim Lo Be'egav Lo B'Chaya. However, you're not allowed to do Petach Hamar with a calf or a chaya, like a wild animal. V'lo B'Shchuta V'lo B'Treifa, nor a shechted animal, nor a treifa animal. V'lo B'Klayim, nor a mixed breed. V'lo B'Koy, nor an animal that is a Safek Chaya, Safek Behema, called a Koy. Rav Lazar Mati B'Klayim. Rav Lazar says that if it's a Klayim, if it's a mixed breed, that's Mutter, as long as it's a sheep. Mipnei Shu Sek, because it's still called a sheep. V'Oser B'Koy Mnei Shu Safek, but he does not allow Kai, because we don't know whether it's a set or not. The son of the Kohen, if you give the donkey to a Kohen, ain't a Kohen Rashi L'Kaimel. The Kohen can't keep the donkey either, because Achi Afresh Set Tachtov, because the halacha of Petach Hamar is that you need to be mafresh a set in its place. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you have two animals, one that had given birth previously and the other that had not, and then between the two of them they have one male, one female, so you do have to be mafresh etla, but you get to keep it. And then we said the petach hamar is redeemed with a seh. Seh means it could be kvasim, izim, it could be zachar and a keva, it could be gadol, katan, it could be tam, bramon, and you could use the same seh multiple times, and it's chayiv and meiser behema, and if it dies, the kohen is allowed to get hana from it. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that you're not allowed to use an egel, a chaya, a shchuta, a treifa, machlokas, whether you're allowed to use a klayim, and you're not allowed to use a koi. If you give it to the kohen, if you give the chamor to the kohen directly, instead of being poded for a seh, then the kohen needs to be poded for a seh. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav.